Africa, we discussed this. We said we're not kidnapping no babies, all right?
Yeah, yeah, you know what it is. Big Business Radio, something like a big deal. Brian Dawson hanging out with Neo.
Indeed, indeed. Taking over.
Now, listen, I know a lot of your fans want to know what you do outside of music, man. What does Neo get into that's not music related?
That's not music related. All right, well, I'm a damn good bowler.
Okay.
I do pride myself on that, you know what I'm saying? And anybody that want to test that, please feel free. Please challenge me. Please. Please. So I'm a good bowler. I'm kind of a regular dude, man. I like movies, you know what I mean? My latest thing, what I do now when I got some free time, you know, of course, if it's not music, it's my kids. And if it's not my kids, I've been hanging out at a lot of dive bars. You know what a dive bar is?
No, tell me.
It's just a chill little bar. Like, right. It's not a club. It's not a nightclub. You know, it's not a lounge. It's a bar. You know, they got a jukebox in the corner.
Right.
And, you know, it's one or two cats at the bar. What, this dude just lost his job and he drank. Like, just regular stuff, you know what I mean? Like, right. I prefer that now as opposed to the big nightclub and the bottle service and the sparklers and the whole nine. Like, that's cool, but
right.
But I just needed something different. So now, you know, I grab four or five of my close people. We'll hit like a little dive bar, have a couple of drinks, and just talk about silly stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's music playing, but it's music playing low enough to where you can have a conversation still.
Right.
Like, that's what I'm into now.
I've had an opportunity, obviously, to watch your career since you – I mean, well, as a songwriting artist, I didn't know you then, but as an artist, when you came from behind the board, and I've had a chance to watch you grow. And one thing I can say I appreciate, man, you're always the same dude every time I see you.
No sense in changing, brother. No reason to change for the worse, anyway. I've always felt like any artist that, like, you know, became an artist and then just became a jerk, that dude was already a jerk.
Right.
He was already a jerk. He just needed to become an artist so that he could have a reason to be a jerk, have an excuse, I should say, to be a jerk. That's not me, man. I'm a person first. You know what I'm saying?
Seems like you've been well-grounded in this game.
Yeah,
changed,
man. My mama beat me up if I do anything different.
New album?
Yes, Nonfiction is the new album. It is in stores January 27th, which is exactly 6 days from today. So make sure
that.
You go get that thing.
Now, look, you brought up the clubs. So I got to tell my Neo story. I got a few of them. I got to leave this one out. But you know Carter.
The PG-13 stories, right?
Carter, do some work from you. You know Carter from NC, from Henderson.
Of course. Shout out to the boy Carter, the whole family over there.
And you was releasing Champagne Life.
Yeah, man.
You was in Miami.
I remember.
Carter called me up. It was like, B, come on, let's go to Live. Because we're going to test out the
new
record.
Oh, boy.
And I think we broke a record in there. You even gave me 2 bottles, and I don't even drink, man.
Yeah.
So I got to say thank you for that. I never had a chance to thank you that night.
It's all good, man. It's all good. I'm surprised that I remember that night. I was, that was a fun night.
Neo
fun
Radio night. Taking over NC. All right, hang around, man. I'm going to let you ask a few questions to Neo. You can do it actually on Twitter, Instagram, at HipHopNC. Tell them how to follow you real quick, Neo.
On Twitter, it's @NeoCompound. Hit us up. Got a question, hit me up. Let me know what you're talking about.